everybody. Welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tigo. And guess what? Today's going to be a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. You know how proud I am to be a part of this book. I've been talking about Impact. You guys see it go by in our credits on Expert Talk. We've been talking about it now for, and guess who's here? Who's here? The author, the woman that put all this stuff together. She's been, you know, an entrepreneur for years. She's about to host the show. We're going to talk. Sit right there. Jen Duplessis is here. Jen, are you out there?
I am. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know, because I know you are so busy. And I talk about the book. I've got it running in my credits. I'm like sitting here just kind of super proud to be a co-author of Impact. And yes. I'm so glad you could be on. What made you decide to do this book?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was a whim, first of all. And as you know, this book was put together in a short 6.5 weeks from conception to release. It really was. We were, I was on a coaching call for me. I'm with my coaches. And, you know, I heard everybody talking in acronyms. And, you know, and of course, I was in the mortgage business for 35 years. You know, I'm since way out of that. But we have a ton of acronyms and every industry does. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, how fun would it be to put a book together of acronyms that can inspire people, right? And that's really what it was. I mean, it was that simple. As like, I know a ton of people who have acronyms. And then, of course, I committed to doing the book, you know, creating the book. Everybody's an author, but I created the book. And then I went, oh my gosh, I can't remember anybody that has acronyms. So then I had to go out and try to find it. And so now I'm really, you know, my antennas are really up about it because we're going to do a volume 2. And making sure that I can reach people really quickly, you know, who actually have acronyms. So whenever someone says it, I'm writing their name down and, you know, hopefully they'll be in the next volume. So
that's amazing. There's going to be volume 2. I'm happy to be in volume 1. Let me get my little dance in first. Well,
when we wrote this, when we did this, we put volume 1 on purpose because we knew we were heading in that direction. So yeah, I'm real excited. And I'm so grateful that you're in the book and I love your chapter as well. And, you know, it's just, it's a great opportunity to work with you.
Okay. I'm going to give a hint. Just take a leap. You guys have to go get the book, but just take a leap. Okay. So you put this together. I have been hearing, seeing acronyms, you know, it's kind of like when you want to buy a car and then every time you turn around, you see that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm hearing acronyms. I mean, my grandson said an acronym. He's 6 a few days ago. You know, now I'm hearing acronyms everywhere because I am in this book. But I want to thank you for allowing me to be in. And I want to thank you for expanding my reach because all of the authors are so nice that are in here. A good friend of ours, Jennifer Hammond, is in here. I mean, all of the authors are so nice. And when I got to meet them, a couple of them at Prosperity Camp, you know, we connected there. We connected through LinkedIn and Facebook. And, you know, I'm thinking family reunion picnic next summer.
We definitely do. Yeah. And actually, we're trying to figure out my schedule to put together, you know, some type of a signing event, you know, here, there, and yonder. We're thinking about doing it at Secret Knock. So we'll see what happens.
I'll bring my fancy pen so I could do my first signing event because, you know, this is my first, you know, best-selling book co-author thing. So I'm floating on air.
Yeah. Get a Sharpie.
Woo! I'm going to get color ones so I can go, you know, and match the, you know, stand out and that kind of thing. Never mind. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your journey because you mentioned it for a second.
Yeah.
You know, you mortgage broker, I mean, like top mortgage broker in the country, not just, you know, you were doing this from your kitchen every once in a while. You're teaching this. I get emails from you about your programs and everything that's going on. One, how do you balance your life and your life? You know, because people are saying they don't have time to go buy bread right now and you're conquering the world. How are you doing this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't go buy bread. My husband does all the grocery shopping. So that frees up some time, right? It totally does. I don't know the last time I've walked into a grocery store. You know, I don't know that we can even accomplish it here. The first thing I just want to tell you is that I don't believe in balance. And so the fact that I'm not trying to balance gives me more opportunities, right? So I believe in priority management. So being all in, if you look at a scale and it's balanced, you're 50-50. And you're exhausted right. because you're constantly balancing, right? You're just right. constantly balancing. So just throw it all away and just dive in, be 100% focused, laser focused in one area at one time, and then shift and move to another. Be 100% present. And really, it's the only way that I can do it. I mean, for example, on all of our, you know, computers here, we can have 1,000 right. tabs open. They're all off except for this. Everything's off except for this. And I get much more done when I am laser focused like that. And I really believe that when you work on purpose, you can play with passion. And so when I come in, I'm working with intention, on purpose, laser focused, not task switching. And when I'm done, I'm done. And I go play and I go do the things that I like to do, which you know is that. Dancing, right? I'm dancing.
Okay. Yeah, you got to come back and talk about dancing. See, I knew we shouldn't have done a short 9 to 9. We should have done a full interview. So I'm going to invite you to that now before we're even done with this. Dancing, really? Okay. We got to talk about that. Before I get into what I, you know, we're going to kind of tease people with a little bit before we get out of here at 9:09. What website, because some people are listening, they're driving, they may be dancing in their car right now. What website would you like people to reach out to you if they need to find you?
Yeah, the best way is just to go to jenduplessis.com. Jenduplessis.com. Yep. And I'm a awesome. 1N Jen.
Awesome. Okay. Now, big news. You're an author. We already talked about you being an entrepreneur. Husband buys the bread. Love that. You have a show. You're actually doing your own talk show, correct?
Yeah. We're actually doing a TV show. Yeah. And it's called Tell Me I Can't. Okay. And we're going to be in the studio doing the recording. We have all of our guests lined up, and we're going to be doing the recordings in October. And then we're doing a reveal party, a virtual reveal party, January 13th. And then right after that, the show will be released on JD3 TV. And that's going to be on Roku. And I think we're going in Amazon Prime with that real shortly here. So we're going to be exploring ideas, you know, or not ideas, nice. I shouldn't say it, but exploring people's stories of times and places where they were told that they couldn't accomplish something and they did it anyway. And that's what we're excited about. Yeah, that's what we're excited about, is sharing those stories. And it's everywhere from the, you know, Joe Blow all the way up to famous people, and not famous people. Like, I was told I couldn't be an actor and then I was an actor. We're talking about really big stories, you know, where that person who told them they couldn't made an impact on their life for the better. And if we can share what the gift was that took them on that journey and let others see that gift, then others will believe, hey, guess what? You can't tell me I can't do anything either. So that's what we're exploring. We're writing a book of the same name. It's being published shortly, another book. We are doing, that book is being pitched to Hallmark and Lifetime, and it looks like it's heading in that direction. So we're really, really excited about what's coming up. Yeah.
Wow. So let me just throw my hat in the ring and say, you know, when you're ready to do season 2,
great.
I'm gonna leave right now.
Yeah, I mean, I want all these compelling stories. You know, I just want to hear everyone's story. And you know, as a podcaster, I've got 2 podcasts. You know, I hear a lot of stories.
Really, Alan? Really? She was just talking about a podcast. Okay, everybody, you know how Alan is. He cuts us off. Go to jenduplessis.com and check her out. Make sure you get the book Impact. You know, Tell Me I Can't. It's coming out really, really soon. And we're going to have her back on a full interview. And as always, I thank you for watching. I thank you for being here. I hope you're here next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.